Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" The young man answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the one who fell into the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Thus ends the reading of the gospel. In the USA, we have just experienced what has become known throughout the world as the Francis Effect. For nearly a week during this visit, we were glued to our televisions as this 78-year-old man gave speeches and waved to and blessed adoring crowds. Whatever we may have thought to ourselves about this meticulously planned event, the dominance of men decked out in their clerical best, and the number of TV commentators who were Catholic, we had to be impressed by the crowds and the kindness of this Pope. He was not trying to justify himself like the lawyer in today's gospel. This week, I was part of a gathering of 400 Dominican sisters from 19 different U.S. congregations who met in Chicago. We were charged with the same question this young man asked of Jesus: "What must I do?" Our question, though, was, "What is the grace we need in order to set the world on fire?" Sure, Jesus, like Francis, said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." But the young man wanted to know, "Who is my neighbor?" We all know the parable of the Good Samaritan that Jesus then told him. It ends with mercy, which is something that Francis gets. All throughout his visit in the USA, he reached out to those in need of mercy. The immigrants, saying he is the son of immigrants, the disabled, the homeless, even the prisoners. and his message to each of them was the same. You are important. So is your life, and God loves you. To that end, Francis has declared a jubilee year of mercy. And in the calendar for the year, he has even designated a day, November 6th, for prisoners. So the question then becomes, what is the grace we need in order to set the world on fire about prisoners? What grace do I need to love the prisoner as I love myself? I need the grace to not prejudge them, they who are often out of sight and out of mind. We assume that they are the other who I must avoid. Locked up, often for years, their crimes committed long ago, they have grown up now and simply want to live their lives as free citizens and not as ex-cons. It is we who need the grace to accept them back into the community, which means being willing to hire them, to give them a chance to find adequate housing, and most of all, to tell others about them. Prisoners.